Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast for the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I am Associate AD for Strategic Communications, Brian Freeman, and joining us for this week's episode is Sean Grayer, a senior defensive end from the Jaguar football team. Sean, appreciate you taking the time on this day off during camp to record with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
So for our listeners out there, particularly those who are fans of Jaguar football, tell us, what have the first 5 days of camp been like? What's going on out there? What are you working on? What's the excitement level like?
Well, the first thing, like, everybody's pretty excited because I know everybody's been really energetic. We're having a new coach, a whole new coaching staff. So, like, we've been really excited. We've been having a lot of energy because, you know, when we have a whole new coaching staff, you know, they kind of bring their own little philosophies and their own little techniques coming in. So we've been really excited about that. But it's been going great. You know, we're trying to get better every single day. Just been working hard. But, we love the energy with these new coaches that they're bringing in. They've been working this pretty hard. But at the same time, you know, they've been still taking good care of us, though.
Now, you know, we're recording it on the day after your first practice in full pads. But, and maybe there is no answer to this, but is there something that you would see as kind of a big difference from the first week so far compared to previous camps you've been through? Or is it all kind of the same, even though the coaching staff has changed?
It's a lot of stuff similar, but I would say with this year, with these coaches, they've been more hands-on. They've been teaching us technique. They've been really, really into the specifics and really, like I said, hands-on. They're trying to bring, like I said, their own philosophies. So I would say, and this year, probably the biggest difference has been really the detail on everything. We've been working on a lot of stuff on technique, hand placement, striking, footwork. So, I mean, it's the little things these coaches really been hammering on.
It may be too early, but both individually and as a group in the locker room for the program, have y'all talked about your goals for this fall and kind of what your expectations are?
Well, I know for as a team, our biggest thing is we're going to take it game by game. Our whole point is to get better game by game. As end results, we want to win conference. And with the new playoff system and this league now, we want to go to conference and we want to win the Sun Belt Championship. And that's been our big goal. And also go to a bowl game and win a bowl game for the first time has been one of the biggest things.
I don't know if I'm sure it's hit you, but what's your reaction? What's it like to realize that this is my last year at the collegiate level?
I think it's crazy because, like, everything went so fast. And, like, you know, I came in guys with Nigel, Bull, and Jalen, Jeff, and Roy, and all of them guys. And it's just crazy because I've seen how much that we've grown from being a freshman to now. And you know, I mean, honestly, I'm blessed to be here because, you know, we came with a huge recruiting class, and a lot of them guys are not here no more. So, you know, I really see it as a blessing. You know, I'm still here, though, and I'm still here to play with these boys. And I keep telling them every day, well, I just want to come out and just go out big.
Is there any one specific area, and this could be on the field or off, mm-hmm. that you've seen kind of tremendous growth or improvement in for you personally since you first came here as a freshman?
Oh, man. I would say probably that one person, I would say, has been because it really meant two guys, Nigel and Nigel Lawrence and Jeffrey Watley. Because coming in, you know, Nigel was really that real skinny guy, you know, kind of scared of contact when he first got here. Jeffrey came in, you know, kind of struggled. He came in as a defense end playing inside. And to see how them guys mature and how their body has grown, how they become a lot more physical. So seeing them two, I mean, you've seen the big difference. It's night and day.
What about for you personally? You see, what is there anything that you think you've improved tremendously at in your 3+ years here?
I feel like I became a lot more physical. I feel like I'm using my skill sets in different varieties. I feel like I developed my players as a whole, becoming a better leader, become more vocal, different stuff. I mean, really, I just take it day by day. I just try to get better at everything.
Is there any one particular aspect of your game or focus for you individually that you think you can do better this fall and that maybe it'll help you on the field beyond?
I feel like with me, it would be pass rushing. I came in as supposed to be the next big guy as a pass rusher, and with my expectations, I felt like I haven't made up to that potential. And me being my last year, you know, I feel like I really need a big year to help the team.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation is senior defensive end Sean Grayer with Jaguar Football. We touched on it a little bit, but in your group, in your recruiting class, you are a person who played immediately as a true freshman in 2015. You got a start. You played in every game. Were you expecting that when you showed up for your first preseason camp?
Honestly, no. No, I wasn't. With a start, actually, it was a funny story. I came in and I was third string the whole year, kind of just dealing with special teams. And just one day, due to all the injuries that year at the D-line, Coach Pearson, who was the DC at that time, he told me, he's like, hey, you're the starter. And it was a national televised game. I think it was on a Thursday night, something like that. And I ain't gonna lie, I was probably shocked because I was like, I was third string the week before and now I'm the starter. So, you know, that was pretty, you know, that was a different moment in my life. But, you know, that kind of opened my eyes and kind of told me, you know, I had to grow up fast.
What did you find was the biggest adjustment you had to make to go from playing 5A football in Florida, which is sort of middle of the road now with 8 classes,
right,
to playing collegiately?
The big difference is that you'll see that O-linemen, you can't be O-linemen just by physical skill set. I started realizing from when I got here to when I played my first game to now that you have to use technique, you have to be really fundamental sound. Because in high school, you can run by everybody and just kind of bully everybody. But now it's like, it's really, like I say, hand placement, striking, you know, using your hands. And that was one thing. I'm getting better. So, I mean, still this day, I'm getting better. But that's one thing I learned from my freshman year.
Did you concentrate on anything after that freshman season where you got that taste, where you found a role that allowed you to go from a contributor to a starter, which is what you became your sophomore year?
Mm-hmm. For me, well, was my whole mindset was I was going to try to help weigh the team any way, shape, or form. Because going to my sophomore year, they moved me to 3-tech, which I never played before. So it was kind of new for me. But, you know, I always just try to come in. And I always try to bring my lunch pail and my hat and try to help the team by, you know, like I said, any way, shape, or form.
You find that, I mean, you're back outside.
Back to my original position.
A little happier about that. It was a little different world on the inside.
Yeah,
guys a little bigger.
Yeah, it's being inside at 250, that's not probably the funnest position in the world. I just want to let you know. But, I'm definitely happy where I'm at now.
I know you've talked about the techniques you work on, but like really, when you go back, if you go back and watch film after a game that the coaches would say is a good performance for you. What's the key to you being successful? What do you do well on the field that allows you to make plays and help this team?
I know for me it's just being that guy who just tries to physically dominate my opponent. I was always been a guy, always been smaller for my size for all my position, but always been that type of guy. I was going to hit the opposite opponent hard, just be physical and just play since I came in. Always, my mindset was to always to keep playing hard all four quarters.
Want to here delve into a couple moments from last year. I know last year, when you look back at it, it's a little different. It wasn't the ending anyone wanted, but boy, there were some certain points that were nice moments for the program. And you know, the battle for the belt, rivalry game, and you have yourself a big game in terms of you had three tackles. One of those is for loss. The defense was outstanding that night. What do you remember about that game, and why do you think that in that moment that the unit played as well, arguably, as it did at any point last year?
To be honest with you, that was probably one of the most disappointing things, was because we see as a defense last year how we can dominate a game, and that was probably the biggest disappointment, was that we seen that we dominated Troy, but we play against teams like Georgia Southern and, you know, Georgia State, and we didn't have that same level of being consistent out on the defense, and that started from the D line to the back end, and we came in hype for Troy because we knew that was a big time rivalry. You know, we knew we had something to play for the belt, but honestly, that was probably the hardest thing, because we've seen that what we can do on if we could just be consistent.
A few weeks later, it's senior day, not yours, but a bunch of guys in the program and Ark State, who's always in contention to win the title.
Right.
We had never beaten them.
Right.
And here we get a win. And as part of that, not only do you have a sack in the game, you get your first career interception. You're laughing, so I have an idea what one of your reactions to it. But you, like on the field, do you remember making that play? And what was running through your mind when you were running to the sideline?
Well, first of all, that the interception was kind of just out of the blue, because you know, we taught the D line to run to the ball, seen the ball deflected and caught it with my one handed with my bad wrist. So it went on. Honestly, I was just excited. I was ecstatic. Honestly, I really didn't know what to do. I just caught the ball. I got tackled, so I just started running to the sideline to celebrate with my teammates.
Sean Grayer is this week's guest on Inside Jag Nation. We list you officially on the roster from Green Cove Springs in Florida, which is just outside of Jacksonville officially. Is that where you grew up, or did you just end up there later in life? And what I'm kind of curious about is you're close to what's a very big city, but you're not really in it. And what's life like growing up in that area?
So, actually, I was born in Rome, New York, but I can't reclaim New York because I was on there for 6 months. So, you know, so I pretty much tell everybody from Jacksonville. I actually lived in Jacksonville for 6 or 7 years. Then we moved out to Green Cove Springs for a better education and better football system. So, and I kind of growing up, I was actually homeschooled for most of my life until my junior year of high school. So growing up, my mother taught me. So, and that was a big thing in my family. I come from a military home, so, and a Christian based house. So, they kind of taught me a lot of stuff, you know, growing up, the right and wrongs, and really, you know, honestly, it's just kind of hard. I don't know how to explain, but you know, I'm just who I am, I guess.
You're also the fourth of five children.
Yes, sir.
Yes. How do you find being on the younger end, kind of influenced your development, not just overall, but kind of your how you may have been steered in the sports? Did that play any role in it, or were you going there regardless of who was in the house?
Well, growing up, I just loved sports growing up. And I used to watch my older brothers, and my older brothers were probably athletic, just as athletic as me. So growing up and seeing my brothers play basketball and stuff, you know, kind of, I saw their ability, and it was something I wanted to do growing up when I was little. So it kind of really pushed me, and I was one of the first to go to college to get a scholarship. And honestly, it was because of my brothers, because they kept pushing me, because they didn't have that ability to do it. So they really pushed me hard, and because they saw the potential in me.
How old were you when you first played football, and do you remember why you went out there?
Honestly, I didn't play football until I was like 13. My mom was actually scared for me to play football, so she stuck me in baseball. And growing up, I was actually a real good baseball player. I played in the little leagues and stuff like that. And originally, my first love was baseball. But back in my head, I always wanted to play football and play football for the first time, and it stuck.
You just said you're first from your family to get a scholarship. When in your mind did you think that was a possibility and that you could make that happen and you could play college football somewhere?
It was always a dream of mine, honestly, since I was little. You know, I grew up watching college football when I was a little kid, and that was just a dream of always doing. I would say, you know, I had some great coaches in my high school. And, you know, the mentors back home. But it was probably about two people that really, really pushed me and showed me that I could really play. My Sunday school teacher, Miss Lamb, and Coach Carly. They really kind of grabbed, you know, put me on their wings and really pushed me. And Coach Carly actually took me to a lot of camps and was really, you know, showed me around and showed that I could play at a D1 collegiate level.
Now, you know, a lot of this is different websites sort of put different information out there, and I know when I research bios, I'll go to them just for help in giving context to kind of what kind of recruits student athletes who sign with our program are. And this may or may not be true, but there's at least one site out there that says, okay, you had offers from like Maryland and Iowa State. Yeah, a lot of offers, but I'm asking those two specifically because that's Power Five.
Right.
And with those kind of offers, what led you to choose South rather than that perceived bigger stage?
One thing about recruiting is a business. So I actually did have a few offers from some Power Five schools. But, you know, at the same time, and like I said, it's a business. And, you know, when you get offered, if you don't take it from that point on, and there's always a chance they might not keep that offer. So with a few of the Power Five schools, I got offered, but so they had some big time commits who were ranked higher than me. So, you know, the offer wasn't there when I wanted to take. So I fell in love with South because I fell in love with the coaching staff that was here before. And I loved the area and also knew that it was close to home, but not too close to home. So I love being here.
Obviously, I think everyone in that field house has the dream of playing beyond the collegiate level.
Yes, sir.
So whenever the day comes that that's over, whether that's in December after a bowl game or 12 years from now after a professional career,
right,
you're a marketing major. What's your kind of long-term career goals and maybe dreams when football's done?
One is I pick business because with business I have many varieties. And I have many options to do a lot of things. Probably one of my biggest dreams is I want to own my own business. I kind of want to make own my own restaurant. That's one of the things. And also another dream is I want to become like the vice president of operations for like a big time college program or NFL. And having a degree in business, I feel like gives them the opportunity and that ability to go to either road.
If you had a choice right now, what kind of restaurant would you open?
Ooh, boy. A lot of people ask me that. I kind of want a, like, a Southern style, but has a, with a little mixture of Jamaican. Because, you know, I have family that's like that, who are Jamaican. So I kind of want a little variety, a little mix of it. So.
And the last thing I really want to touch on is last month before camps opened and the announcement of all sorts of watch lists for preseason awards, you've made two of them. Mm-hmm. You're a candidate for the All-State Good Works team, and you're also on the watch list for the Werfel Trophy. And a lot of that is based on non-football activities and specifically community service. And you've obviously done a lot to be a guy from this program worthy of nomination and consideration for those awards. Where's that passion come from? When did it start? How did you get involved to where it's evolved to this point where you do so much that you could be considered for such awards?
Well, you know, since I came to college, you know, like I said, I had a lot of people that helped me get here, honestly. I feel blessed because I feel like God put me here for a reason. And I feel like one of the reasons why God put me here was to make a positive impact on a lot of people's lives. And so, you know, I feel like, hey, people before me helped me to get here. I feel like it's kind of my duty to why not try to help people who are younger than me, you know, teammates of mine who are younger, or I see kids who are in young age, to help them and teach them and show them ways, you know, to help better themselves. So, I mean, honestly, I just take pride in doing that because, you know, I feel like that's just something I feel like God has put me here to do. It's one of my duties.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation, Sean Grayer from the Jaguar football program, in the middle of preseason camp, the first official game of the season at home, Saturday, September 1st, 6 p.m., Louisiana Tech. Appreciate the time, but before we let you go, in order to give our listeners a chance to get to know you off the field, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I just want you to answer the first thing that pops in your mind. And I always start with all our guests. Being a student-athlete lends a schedule with all your responsibilities in competition and out that you do not have a lot of free time, so you got a couple moments to yourself. What's your favorite thing to do?
What's my favorite things to do? Actually, I just like to relax. I mean, maybe watch a couple movies, you know, read a couple books, may occasionally play video games.
May have answered this before as part of the conversation. Your favorite sport other than football?
My favorite sport other than football, it used to be baseball, but now it's probably basketball. I love playing basketball, and a lot of times during my free time, I'll actually go to the rec and just shoot ball around.
I should have asked this earlier, but when you were playing Little League growing up, what position did you play?
I kind of played a lot of things. I was a complete athlete, so play outfield, play first base. But my primary position I was really good at, and a lot of people wanted me to play, was catcher.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
Ooh, as a fan. Man, that's tough. Oh, boy. I'll say it was a Gator Bowl a few years out, and it was Tennessee Volunteers against Iowa. Iowa
Hawkeyes.
Because growing up, I was actually a Tennessee fan, so I went to that, and I just love the atmosphere, I went there. Was I in college? I think I was in college, but just seeing the atmosphere, when I seen that, I was like, yeah, like this is the reason why I want to play college football.
There's one athletic event that you've never been to that you want to see in person. What's at the top of your wish list?
Top of my wish list. Actually, I like watching NASCAR. So one of my dream things, I actually want to go to Talladega and see a NASCAR race.
May not ever be closer. You're going to have to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
You're going on the dream vacation. One spot to pick. Where are you headed?
oof, man, that's tough. That's really tough, man. Hmm. I'm trying to think. I think honestly, I'll probably go to some of Europe. I'll probably go to like Switzerland or Germany. Just see something new. Just like, you know, something different.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? The Dark Knight with the Joker.
Favorite book?
Hardy Boys. Love it.
Favorite musical artist?
Man, that's really tough.
I'll probably say Lil Wayne. And if my mom's, you know, listening to me, it's Kirk Franklin.
Well, we got to be honest. We hope she's going to listen to this at some point in the next week. At the end of the day, years from now, where you've combined a successful football career and your contribution in community service and the potential to own your own restaurant, your own business, or work in the NFL, and a Hollywood producer says, phenomenal story, has a script written for it, he's going out, he's got to find the lead actor. Who's he hiring to play the role of Sean Grayer?
Ooh, who's he hiring? Man, that's tough. I gotta find somebody that looks like me, too. So. That's gonna tell. I can't have someone that don't look like me. Man,
you really got me on that one.
You need to research it and get back to us later.
I guess so. Like, if there was one actor that I would love to like that would be me, it would be Denzel Washington by far.
Sean Grayer has been the guest this week on Inside Jag Nation. We appreciate the time. Wish you the best of luck going through camp leading up to your senior season and then throughout the fall.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!